In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
And welcome to another episode of Chatty Broads with Becca and Jess.
Hello, Broads.
Hi, Broads.
Aloha.
Aloha. We are back. We are back from the islands.
Of Hawaii.
We were a little bit tanner, and now I'm freezing.
I know. I expected to be way more tan, but alas.
I know, but when you're chasing babies around a little bit, like, you don't lay out as often.
You know what? That's what I've been telling people when I got home. I was like, you know, I kind of forgot that you don't get to really, like, lay out when you have an infant.
Especially when, like, it's nap time. So you're like, oh, I have to go back to the hotel room.
I know. Once they're like 4 or 5, they can kind of just like, maybe like 5, they can kind of like splash by themselves, like play with their toys
or
next
just,
to
and then
you.
Like veg out in the chair and just like stare at the, at the sky and like half nap with their eyes open.
Yes, but until then,
it's a little hectic.
But anyway.
I will say it was much more of a paradise vibe, I believe, than this shit show of an island that we have going on.
Oh my goodness, for real. It seems miserable.
Do we have any tea before we start? I'm trying to think.
Well, we do have the tea about Kailan.
Kailan. Oh, yeah. Let's
That's
talk about
that. That's
her
Hawaiian name. Kailan.
Kailan. By the way, Becca and I are actually, like, I think maybe somewhat traumatized by Bachelor in Paradise, because when we were on the island, we literally were having like mirage. Like everyone we saw, we thought was someone from Paradise.
Oh, totally.
Like someone would come walking up and I'd be like, oh my God, it's JPJ. And
I saw a guy out of the corner of my eye. I was like, is that Cam?
It's a Cam. I was like, it's JPJ. And then he got closer. It was like a 60-year-old man with longer hair. I'm like, all right, never mind. Okay. Turn around. Oh my God, it's Kailan. Definitely not Kailan.
Definitely not. You showed me that one. I was like, oh no, 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 no.
But yes, the Kailan.
Back to paradise.
Back to paradise. The Kailan and Christina tea.
Yeah. So we do get sent stuff every once in a while. I really haven't gotten any spoilers from this season.
The only spoiler that we technically have.
You got one spoiler.
Yes.
Not huge though.
No. And then we also both have the spoiler of knowing who the next Bachelor is. And
so does everyone in the world.
I think so too, but we're not going to say it. And we're not going to give our opinions about it until it's announced because, you know, we don't want to ruin that for anybody.
Anywho. A lot of people sent me the Reality Steve tweets. So apparently Reality Steve is tweeting, confirming what has been rumored. I guess I haven't kept up with the rumor, but some stuff about Stagecoach, more Stagecoach drama and another person involved in the Stagecoach drama somehow, which is insane. So apparently, I'm a little confused, but it seems that, here, help me explain, Jess, because I'm confused, a little confused about what exactly happened. Seems like Christina came to Stagecoach
with a guy named Mark.
Mark, like
Donner, like a well-known YouTuber. I don't know, who has like millions of followers.
3 million IG followers.
Okay. Oh,
so
no big deal.
That's an investment, sweetie.
Exactly. So Christina went with him to Stagecoach. And apparently the night before Kailan slept with Blake.
Which then would be the same night that Christina slept
with Blake. Kailan.
Apparently Christina was busy, so her man Mark had to find someone else.
And then Kailan slept with Mark.
Yeah.
But like, Christina,
maybe not slept with him. Seems like hooked up. Okay. Not really
so
slept with
him. So we don't have a full confirmation.
Because here's the exact tweets. Christina was with Mark at Stagecoach. Kailan was with someone at Stagecoach before the night with Blake. Turns out it was Mark. It's so Christina came to Stagecoach with Mark Donner only to have Kailan then hook up with him.
Yes. So, okay. Which
kind of explains why Christina is a little pissy about Kailan.
Well, and the thing is, it explains for like Kailan having we knew there was some other level, but also Kaylin having a specific issue with Christina and being like, freaking mean girl, she's such a bitch. And it's kind of like, well, but like, really? I mean, I don't know. Also, one other person who Christina was with, who Kaylin goes after right after. So, of course, Christina's going to be frustrated.
Plus, couldn't Christina say, like, she's always taking my sloppy seconds?
Oh, always.
Like, so really, like, three times now.
Four, right?
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Blake, Dean, Mark, and who else?
When she wanted to be with Connor.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
That's craziness.
So
also
I get the frustration is all I'm saying.
Also, once again, it's like, of course, Kaylin's. Yeah. Apparently she was seen making out with this guy, Mark, the night before Blake.
Yeah.
And yeah, I'm sure she tried to date him, considering that would up her Instagram followers with another demographic. Apparently.
Yeah, I would imagine.
Isn't that crazy?
Oh my gosh. But that's the thing. This is just another beautiful example of how there's so much we don't actually know.
But how much we're still right.
Always right. But that's the thing with like social media now. We were finding out all this stuff and people can no longer keep their secrets on Bachelor Nation. And what I'm thinking is like, what are these past secrets that we've missed out on for years? How many people had skeletons in the closet that we had no idea about? Some of maybe our most beloved batch folk in the, over the past, like, you know, whatever, 15, 20 years.
Totally. But also, I think the social media is what brings the batch folk together.
Very true.
Because everyone's sliding into each other's DMs.
It's much easier this way. You don't have to use snail mail anymore.
Totally.
Or Gmail. Outlook
Telegrams.
Express.
Yeah.
But yeah, so I think there's that tea. Also, what was the other thing? Oh, we have some Derek info. I listened to Derek's podcast.
Apparently Derek listened to ours.
And apparently Derek listened to ours. We'll get into that. So I'll be getting into that tea deeper in the episode.
All right. Sounds good.
And then the only other thing is that, you know, Hannah and Demi were posting every 5 seconds together this past weekend, which is just like teasing my fantasy, and I'm pretty sure they're living together. So I'm just like,
are you serious?
Well, when you see Hannah posting from her new LA apartment, Demi just moved and it's the same exact apartment. So either they're living
probably
next to each
complex.
Other or they're in the same apartment.
Wonder how Christian
say,
feels about that.
To that I say, okay.
Interesting.
So before we get into it, listen, Derek may be feeling so framed right now by JPJ. That's a bad kind of framing. But you know what the best kind of framing is?
Framebridge.
They make it super easy and affordable to frame your favorite things, from art prints and posters to the travel photos sitting on your phone.
Oh, yeah. I really like Framebridge. With our new house that we're going to be moving into, I actually use them to frame some digital photos I had of Ruth on my computer. And we also sent in some posters that we had lying around. Instead of having to take them to the framing place, which is always such a hassle, they sent us a tube to put our posters in, and then all we have to do is drop the tube off to get mailed to them, and then they send us our frame in the mail. It's so easy.
It couldn't be more convenient. Yeah. Framebridge, they make it so easy. Here's how it works. Just go to framebridge.com and upload your photo, or they'll send you packaging, like Becca was saying, to safely mail in your physical pieces. You can preview your item online in any frame style, choose your favorite, or get free recommendations from their talented designers. The expert team at Framebridge will custom frame your item and deliver your finished piece directly to your door, ready to hang. I can't tell you how many unframed pieces of art or family photos I had just lying around my house, wasting away with literally no purpose before Framebridge. Now they're hung proudly and beautifully so I can actually enjoy them.
Also, getting something framed at a store is really expensive.
So
I know
expensive.
Firsthand.
Yeah.
Framebridge prices start at just $39 and all shipping is totally free. Get started today, frame your photos, or send the perfect gift for weddings, birthdays, and special events. Just go to framebridge.com and use promo code CHATTY and you'll save an additional 15% off your first order. Already affordable as it is, but you can go to framebridge.com, promo code CHATTY for an additional 15% off. Framebridge.com, promo code CHATTY.
All right, let's get into the episode tonight.
Okay, first thing, bitch of all bitches.
Dude, I have so many feelings about this episode. The queen comes strolling in, and it's like, okay, obviously there's some complicated things with Clay, I think, going on. But can you imagine your legit ex walking in?
Like a real ex. Like a not legit like dated ex. Them on The Bachelor.
No,
ex.
It's like, not like, oh, Hannah walked in for all the guys and they're like, oh my God, we went out ex. On maybe 30 minutes worth of a date. My ex. No, no, no. This is a legitimate ex is walking in. I could not believe it. And I felt so bad for poor sweet Nicole, who right away was like saying that I was feeling so sexy and confident because of Clay, and boom, Angela walks
ugh,
in.
I felt bad for her, but I was also didn't kind of feel bad for her. I don't know. She's just so insecure and it gets on my nerves sometimes.
I know, but that's why it hurts my soul.
I know. It's just I would dude. Feel insecure though too. And I just can't actually who I really feel bad for is Clay.
I mean,
I feel the most bad for
him. I feel the most bad for him too. And again, like, yes, there seems to be some unresolved feelings for him, but like, can you blame the guy? This is not an ex from 10 years ago.
No.
But they confirm it's an ex from, she confirms it from her own mouth 3 months ago.
They broke up 3 months ago.
Exactly. Yeah. And their relationship was 8 months. So that's almost half of their relationship.
Yeah.
They've now spent apart again. So it's not like it was, I don't think it was sketchy of him to go on.
No.
Like that's, no. You know, almost half the time that you've been in the relationship that's now spent apart. But of course it's going to be weird watching people date and watching your ex, like, or and knowing your ex is watching you date somebody. That would make anyone uncomfortable.
And also, even if you've been broken up for like a year, I feel like seeing your ex with someone new, regardless of who did the breaking up, just always is kind of sucks.
It's uncomfortable.
It's hard not to compare yourself to them and like this loop of, I don't know, I think just shitty.
Well, and speaking of comparing,
yeah,
I would like to say another resounding what the fuck to Bachelor producers about the body obsession.
Mike said, first of all, that Angela has a beach body.
And then Nicole says that she weighs like 1 pound.
No, she says she has, yeah, she has no body mass.
She needs to eat a Cuban, get Cuban meat on her bones. I'm like, why? What is this body obsession with her? Why are they allowing us to see that? I'm literally like waiting for them to announce like beach body program with The Bachelor. It's like this something that you're fucking announcing. Like, why are you guys talking about this so much?
What was the last, who said the last thing? I can't remember.
I think it was just Nicole.
Nicole who said something.
But it happened within like a 30 second period. They like talked about the body.
Wait, remember the last episode? Is that
Oh, no, the last episode. Yeah. No, that was Haley. You talked about it. Haley, Kaylin, and Ashley were talking about
it. Oh, yes. Yeah. Okay, about Angela's revenge, quote, revenge body.
And it's just like, I honestly, as someone who has, who deals with some like post body dysmorphia issues.
Yeah.
I'm like, do you realize like this was triggering? It was triggering to watch because then all of a sudden now I'm fixated on her figure and like comparing it. And it's just like, what the fuck? This show already is like, you're seeing people in bikinis romping around and now you're talking about like obsessing over the weight.
It was just really weird to me. And I also felt, I think that was actually something that put a bad taste in my mouth with Nicole, because I was like, even Clay said to her like, stop. You know, she needs to put some Cuban meat on her bones. He's like, cut it out. And that was really uncomfortable for me to watch, even the way that she was like trying to psych him up and like trash
right.
talk well, his ex. If it was me, I would be like, dude,
no,
that would be a huge turn off.
That's
not cool.
But
I loved this person at some point.
But also, if you remember her intro on Bachelor in Paradise, she was talking about her body. She was like, she kept grabbing her stomach and she's like, I'm working super hard to like get rid of this or whatever. So like, obviously there's issues there. The whole thing is just, it just really was like
weird.
You guys stop it.
It was weird.
Yeah. But
oh,
yes.
And then, oh, what was crazy to me is that Nicole made those comments and then like 2 minutes later she's talking to someone else and she said, I don't want to see her in her perfect little everything.
Yeah.
So I was like, you're saying 1 minute like saying that she's weighs nothing, has no body mass, and the next minute you're saying her perfect little everything. Yeah. Like, Nicole, you need to do a little self-searching.
She was tripping balls for sure. But
no, okay. I have a question though. What do you think about Angela? What do you think about her being there and what her real intentions are?
I have some serious opinions because obviously this is fast forwarding, but when her and Mike go on their date. Mm-hmm. And her whole thing is like, what did she say specifically? She says that Mike asks if she's serious about the process. And she's like, or he says, I'm serious about the process. She's like, you can ask me anything. And he's like, are you okay? Like, you and Clay were in love, right? And you broke up 3 months ago. Like, are you still in love? And she's like, yeah, we were very serious, blah, blah, blah. Did he break your heart? And then she's like, yeah, he's my greatest love. It didn't work out.
I know.
And then she says, but if he deserves to be here and is ready, why shouldn't I? And I'm thinking, like, just because he's ready doesn't mean you're ready.
True.
And also, why is it that Annalise can come in, tear Clay a new one, and then know that you're showing up to, like, kind of make your ex uncomfortable, like, 2 weeks later?
Mm-hmm.
The whole thing felt really screwed up.
I did think, though, that was her one good point where she was like, why can't I be here? And I'm like, I get it. I do get that.
Oh, no, for sure. My thing is, it's like, girl, you have every right to be here, just like how Clay has every right to be here. But why are you and your friend making him feel bad being there if you're then just going to, like, I guess, quote unquote, like, fight evil with evil, right? Like, she sat with Clay at the wedding and was, like, going in on him about the fact, like, how could you ever do this? I could never do that. She literally said, I could never do what you're doing. And literally 24 hours later, she's doing it. Mm. It doesn't make any sense.
I actually wonder if she got the late Paradise invite. Like, literally, they could have invited her in the past, like, 48 hours.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Definitely, maybe.
But. And I also think that, never mind, I totally lost. Oh, I know what I was going to say. The way that she was fixated on, well, Clay didn't say anything about any girl. You know, the way she was fixated on Clay not saying anything about Nicole and not mentioning anyone, and that being like a point for her. It's like, you say that you're not worried about him, but you're really like fixating on what's going on.
I definitely think she's there just to scope it out, because she clearly, you could see when they sat down. Yeah, exactly. When they sat down at the wedding, you could tell that, I mean, she was saying to him, like, I could never do this. And, like, she still feels and loves him. Annalise made that clear when she came and was like, she's still in love with you, blah, blah, blah.
Oh, my God, yeah.
And, it's like, with Clay, too, I believe, and I could be wrong, but I'm, like, 99% sure when him and Angela sat down, he said, I'm seeing somebody.
I believe he said something.
So when she said he did not mention anybody, it's like, no, he did, though. I'm pretty sure.
People hear what they want to hear.
Granted, he didn't introduce Nicole as his girlfriend, which our queen came in and was just like, oh, hell no.
Oh, my God.
Dude, after this episode again, a resounding, Tayshia is the queen of my
life.
She's
such a bad bitch.
She is the most bad bitch. I was telling Becca, I'm pretty sure that Tayshia is the best communicator that I've seen on Paradise, maybe ever.
I think so.
Like,
I mean, Derek's doing a pretty good job also.
Derek's doing a fantastic job.
But
just like,
all the more reason why they should be together.
Dude, again, what's going on?
But they are a little bit too much the same, maybe. That's not exciting enough. I understand.
Yeah, you need a little more, like, flavor in your life or whatever. But my goodness, when she, like, just the fact that Tayshia is consistently, like, the second she's feeling something, she communicates it and communicates it calmly.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, as soon as she was like, I don't know if I'm feeling this, she's talking to JPJ, she's letting him know, she's not getting all, like, wound up and whatever. And then the thing with Clay, too, before going and talking to her girlfriend about it or spreading rumors about Clay on the island, she right away goes up to him and is like, I'm not happy with you.
Which
right
shows
now.
Her real intentions. And her real intention there is to have a real conversation with Clay, mm-hmm. make him really think about what's going on. And that kind of thing. So,
I think she, like, genuinely cares about people.
Yeah.
Like, when she talks to people, the way she looks at them, I don't know if you've noticed, I'm like, no wonder everyone's falling in love with her. Like, I'm falling in love watching her watch people. Like, yeah,
she sees people.
Yeah.
She sees people, and she's really interested in their well-being.
It's truly
beautiful.
And
I thought that showed. So what do you think about Clay's response to her when she was asking if he's truly ready, and he was saying yes?
It sure didn't seem like he's ready.
Yeah, I know. I don't know. I go back and forth because I do kind of agree, because he seems a little still hung up on Angela, but also, I think when he came into Paradise, it sort of seemed like out of sight, out of mind. And I think that that's a good sign of him really being over it.
Very true.
And in a normal situation, throwing anyone's ex into a new relationship is going to make you question things, going to shake you up, going to make you feel weird. So
yeah, no, you're totally right. I think maybe he was thrown off, especially too with Tayshia, like kind of right away being so direct with him.
Yeah.
And being like, did you call her your girlfriend? He's like, everyone knew that we were together, but she's like, yeah, but did you call her your girlfriend and introduce her as that? And he's just like, no.
Yeah.
Just getting called out.
I know.
And then when she's like, are you ready for this, Clay? And he literally says, yeah. With like a question mark at the end, she's just like, Clay, like full school teacher.
I kind of wonder if she was a little bit drunk too. And then she's like, you know,
just like
Clay is should not be here right now.
Oh no. When she was in with the producer in her, like the producer booth, and she just had like that serious stone
face on.
She's
like, someone's got to do
it. And she's like, I don't want to have to do this, but somebody has to do this.
Like, I'm pretty sure no one else is actually worried about this situation, but good for you.
Yes. And
good
and I always forget that Nicole and Tayshia are best friends in real life. Like, they literally, if you follow Tayshia on IG over the past year, they're literally together like every weekend.
Okay.
Nicole
okay.
goes to her family events and graduations. Like, they're like best friends.
Okay.
So she's worried for her girl.
I guess I'm just thinking with Clay, there have totally been times where I've gotten with someone before I was over my last breakup fully. Sometimes it doesn't work out so well, and sometimes it does, and then that person helps you get over your old person.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so it just depends, I suppose.
I don't really know if I don't really know if Nicole is ready for a relationship with Clay. I don't really know if she's at a point with herself.
Fair point.
Because it seems like her security with their relationship is very, and with herself, is really easily shaken.
Well, yeah, the whole Christian dynamic, when Christian came in and all of a sudden she was swept off her feet, and then he did not leave per her choice. He got removed. So who knows what that would have looked like. And then all of a sudden, like 24 hours later, she's like, Clay's my man. Mm-hmm. So then she pulls Angela aside. That was crazy.
Oh my.
Like the whole thing, the whole dynamic in general was so tough to watch, because Nicole, all of a sudden at first, I'm like, yes, Nicole, you are communicating. You're just going up. You're going for it. Now, Nicole had said in the last episode that Angela fully ignored her, like said hello to everybody and then fully ignored her at the wedding.
Yeah.
And then when you watch when Angela comes in, she ignores Nicole. Uh-huh. So then when Nicole comes, walks down the beach and she goes, hi, I'm Nicole. And right away, Angela goes, hi, Chicky. She goes, hey, Chicky. And she's like, yeah, I know. And it was like, okay, don't put the fake hi, like we're all good on, when you literally fully ignored her numerous times.
She said, I know exactly who you are.
Oh, yeah. Oh, no. I've been watching you. My spies told me all about you. Annalise came back with a full report.
She is the most sus ass.
Oh, yeah. So then Nicole starts saying that she, what does she say? Oh, I'm boyfriend and girlfriend with Clay. That's my man. That's my man. As long as you stay away from him and like don't ruin my relationship, we'll be good. And I appreciate the directness. I will be honest, though. Angela kind of scares me. But if I would have been in Angela's position, I would have literally shat myself.
Oh.
I would have been like, oh, my God, I'm so sorry. I'm going to slowly crawl out. I'm going to slowly remove myself.
I would have been pissed as fuck.
You would have gotten angry.
I would have been
And I would have, like,
pissed.
Started to cry.
If my ex's stupid new bitch came up to me and said, don't mess with me, I'd be like, oh, no, I'm sorry. I'm not really interested anymore. You can enjoy my sloppy seconds. There's a reason.
Oh,
that
yeah.
Me and that man are not together. Even if you broke up with me, I'd be like, there's a reason I dumped him.
I don't know what he told you, but I left his ass on the curb. I dropped all his stuff off 5 minutes later. It was done. I'm over it.
And then I'd go in the bathroom and cry.
Yeah, no. That would, yeah, like, that's the thing.
Oh my God,
thing.
She's so much prettier than me. Oh my God.
I know that's it's so true though, the fact that she was in a legit relationship and the girl who's been with him for 5 minutes is like, that's my man, don't get near him.
Can
like
you imagine?
I might have, yeah, no, I maybe would have scratched her eyes out. I would have gotten very unreasonably angry, but I knowing me, I would have cried and then gone and talked to you later and been like, I can't believe her, she's horrible, I'm gonna destroy her, and then done nothing.
Well, first of all, Angela made the wrong move because she said, I know who you are. I would have been like, who are you? Clay didn't mention you.
I'm just saying hi, oh, on Nicole because I was trying to introduce myself. That's all. I just figured I'd say hello to you since we're on the same beach.
Oh my goodness.
Okay, so.
And then, of course, Angela says the most sketchy thing a person can say where she said, I really want you to be happy. I mean that.
I don't want to ruin anything for you.
I mean that. I really hope that you're happy. And when somebody has to say, I mean that, you know that they're lying.
Well, just the whole, dude, the whole dynamic. I was so curious if she was going to take Clay out on the date and pull like a Christina.
I know.
And
but Clay said 100% no, he wouldn't.
Yes, he said even less than.
Less than a 0% chance I would go.
But I feel like if Angela would have asked him out, he for sure would have said yes.
You think?
I think so.
Hell no.
I think he would have been like, hey, I feel like I need to have this like conversation.
No!
I feel like he would have.
No, I want to think better of him. I think he would have been like, Angela, in his little voice.
I know.
Angela, I am with someone now. You and I are over. That was a weirdly kind of good impression.
I'm so freaked out right now.
As I was so saying it, I was like, this really actually sounds like
him. Just like, have you been practicing or what's going on?
That being said, I don't think.
No, I know, and I am not saying that in a way that I don't think like good of him. It's more that I could just imagine being in a position again when you are with your legit ex and you feel so torn because you know that like,
oh, are you kidding me? I would say yes in a fucking heartbeat. No, maybe not if I dumped them.
Okay, fine.
No, not if I dumped them.
But you still, like, you see how sensitive he is. I feel like he wouldn't have been able to say no because he would have felt bad.
I know.
Well, anyway, she ends up taking Mike on the date.
What happened to Sydney? You know, we see later on
apparently they didn't work out.
Ended?
I have no idea. And I was thinking that right away. I was like, she seems awfully low key about him getting taken out on a date. And he's like very quickly like, yeah, okay, sure. Even though I do want to make a comment about Mike, at least in front of Clay, I did take note that when Angela asked him out, he was very much like, okay, yeah, that's great. It was super, super low key. And even when he sat with her the first time, he was like, I'm doing fine. Thank you. I'm doing well.
Yes.
Like,
whatever,
like, yes. He was being respectful of his boy, but then he kissed her.
Totally.
I mean, go for it. But I mean, I said the shadiest shit ever. Do you remember when she then said, I was like living for the shade.
What was it?
Goes, when they're having the conversation, they're at dinner, and then he asks her if she's like ready and whatever. And then he's like, if he deserves to be here, like, why shouldn't I? Da, da, da. And Mike goes, that's beautiful you say that. Because when I was grilling Clay, he said it was easier for him because he never said he loved you.
Oh, I know.
I was just like, Michael? Michael?
You're ratting your friend out?
The shade.
Snitch.
Part of me feels like, even though he ended up smooching her, does he have his friends back? Because when he first started asking her, like, and he said, I'm serious about this process. Like, what's your deal? I felt like he was kind of sussing her out a little bit. And it was just kind of like, well, he's over you. Just FYI. You might want to.
I actually thought that was going to be a new plot point. I thought that Angela was going to be like, he said he loved me.
Well,
like, you know.
Maybe it will. I don't know. Maybe it'll come back. Maybe. She'll say to Nicole, I don't know what Clay told you, but he said I love you to me every night when we lay on the same pillow together.
Didn't Annalise say, though, that he never said I love you?
I don't remember.
Me neither.
Which is still so wild to me to process.
They're talking
about weddings and babies and all this, and he never said I love you?
They keep bringing that up, but it's probably literally like, if we had kids, what would we name them?
Or maybe she was...
I do with my boyfriends of like 3 days. So what are your favorite boy and girl names?
What would our kids look like? How much do you think we have to put down to own that house together?
Yeah.
Thoughts? What's your credit score?
What's in your bank account? What's in your wallet?
So anywho, yes, Mike smooches her.
I just thought it was very telling the way Angela talked about Clay as it like her worst heartbreak, love of her life kind of thing. Like
it seemed yeah, very, very clear.
Very fresh.
Yes. I was also literally, by the way, this entire episode, Blake had me rolling.
Me too.
Blake had me rolling.
There is a part that I will get to that I know you and I both noticed. I know you must have seen it. And I was dying. When he's kicking his, laying on his tummy, kicking his feet up with the girls.
Just in between.
Just like, that's really unattractive, don't you think? One of the girls is like, yeah. And he's like, I know, right? That's what I thought. Like, you hear him in the background.
Blake lives for the goss. He lives for the gossip.
I suddenly stan Blake so hard after this episode because he was fucking hilarious.
He randomly pops it in and is just like, I know, right? Have you heard?
And it's like, also funny because everyone seems to be, like, confiding in Blake.
Yeah,
it's, you like, know what I'm saying? Everyone's crying and confiding to Blake all the time.
Here, Blake is again having to deal with someone crying.
And he's like, they're there with a broom.
Oh, no. Well, I have a thing to say about that.
Okay.
But what was blowing my mind is that, like, I don't, yeah, like you said, everyone's confiding in him. And then I was dying when Blake was talking to Clay and he's just like, dude, I get you. Being on the beach with your ex is not fun. Blake's like so happy that someone else is finally in his misery.
Yes.
But I will say this. Okay. Obviously, we have all of our opinions about Blake and I still feel the same way that I did about what went down with him and Kaylin. But I was listening to Derek's podcast, like I said, mm-hmm, and Derek talked for a little while about Blake and okay, was saying, like, Blake is a good guy who made a bunch of really stupid decisions.
He's a dumbass.
He was just like, you know that your friend who's a good person who does a couple really shitty things, like, in a row.
Oh, God,
he's like,
yeah,
but, like, inherently, like, we all know that Blake's, like, a nice guy.
I totally have friends like that. I had friends like that all the time in college who would, like, get blacked out and, like, you know, fuck their ex's brother or some, like, stupid, real
just
dumb,
like,
shit like that.
Holy shit. Yeah,
and
yeah,
like,
yeah.
What the fuck are you doing, Karen?
Yeah.
I feel like a college roommate.
That's my Karen. I was like, but Karen never did anything like that.
But
she,
you know,
was
what
very
I mean?
Diligent.
When you're like, a girl, why yeah, are you doing that? But, like, they're a good person. Their heart is good.
Yeah. My other roommate was actually like that. And that's the thing. It's you have to. And it's not to dismiss bad behavior. And what Derek was saying in his podcast wasn't dismissing it at all. He was like, no, what he did was wrong. What he did was stupid. But, like, just know he is a nice guy. Like,
yeah,
this is someone who needs to grow. But, yeah.
But also, even with, I think the only issue now that I have with it personally is in those 10 minutes he communicated with Christina, because now having this back info that we have about Christina coming to Stagecoach with someone else,
mm-hmm,
romantically,
mm-hmm,
and Kaylin also hooking up with that same person romantically in the same weekend.
Yeah.
Who are either of those girls to talk about him? They each seem like they fucked two guys in one weekend.
At this point, I am so confused as to everything that's going on. I don't believe any of them anymore. I don't know what I think. Like,
I just thought about that, though. Isn't that crazy that those two girls hooked up with Blake and that other guy in the same weekend? Both of them?
It's true. Poor Blake.
Like, how dare they?
Blake was like, Ashley, I said I should move to Europe.
He's like, oh, God. Dude,
he was
too
killing
funny.
Killing me. Okay, so now back to one of our other very controversial characters on this episode, John Paul Jones.
I'm so over John, and I don't even want to give him the credit of calling him JPJ anymore. He's just John to me now.
Listen, I'm very curious as to what the popular opinion is going to be. Like, are we going to get a ton of hate for not being huge fans of JPJ anymore? I don't know. I'm
not
sure. I
don't hate him. I just don't stand him anymore.
All.
I'm like, you're... Grow up.
No, I'm like, listen, JPJ, you make me giggle. You give us a good laugh. I love the hair flip. But, like, for our Queen Tayshia, like, not, I'm going to say that's a no for me. Like,
also, just some of his behavior is a little upsetting and a little red, very red flaggy, actually.
Well, I think one of the biggest issues, in my personal opinion, is that we have a moment. Well, JPJ is talking to Mike and saying that he knows that he's going to be with Tayshia.
Yeah.
Haley's a no. She's a nice girl, but she's a no. And Mike's kind of like, have you told Haley yet? Because saw you complimenting her this morning and all this, you know, he's flirting with her and all, yeah. you know, being his JPJ self. And then we see.
Wait, we're going to skip past JPJ saying to her, that is such a great cover up for you.
And she's
she goes, are you joking?
Are you joking? She's almost like irritated because she thinks he's like messing with her. She grabs, she's like, are you joking?
Yeah.
You're making fun he's of like, my no, outfit.
It's a he's great like, color. No, I just cracked up because she looks like she's literally just wearing like a little pink towel around her. You're like, that, honey, is like, a great cover up for you.
Oh my God. Yeah. No, but when he's talking to Mike, then we see him saying to producers, and this is my biggest issue with JPJ right now. He goes after Derek and says that Derek is, what is it?
A fraud.
A fraud. He takes advantage of women. We in the producer booth, JPJ admits that his instinct is the only thing that makes him confident that Derek is shady.
Oh, of course. Yeah. He goes, I Derek is a fraud. I don't have a lot to back that up, but he is a fraud.
I mean, dude, you're going to scream at someone's wedding. You're going to like verbally attack Derek. Not once, but twice.
So embarrassing.
And it's off of instinct and one comment that we end up finding out had way much more, like way more context to it. But it's like, dude, off of your instinct, you're going to attack somebody. Do you know what saying that someone takes advantage of women sexually
could
do
to
his character?
Like, does he realize what that means? I don't think that's really like, do you know what I mean? I'm like, are you dumb? I don't think you understand what you're really saying about him, dude.
No, it's like this could really, really ruin somebody. Like, really ruin them. And then
and going off of literally nothing.
Instinct. And he said, yeah, I have good instinct. Derek is a frat boy who's here to take advantage of women. And he goes, that is a fact. I don't have like claims to substantiate that point, but I know the frauds when
I see
them. Which
what he's saying is not, oh my God. He even uses the wrong words all the fucking time and everyone's talking about how intelligent he is. You can't say, I don't have claims to back it up. Like claims are what you're making.
Exactly.
You don't have
Well, and so now off of this, Derek on his podcast makes a very good point. Now, last week, Becca and I told all you broads that we weren't going to get into it that much because we wanted to see what type of
what?
Like
oh the Derek
well
yeah.
like it
yeah,
like yeah. because like what type of shade
see
was going to go
out,
on yeah.
yeah
on the internet because typically it always does. Well, we have radio silence, and on Derek's podcast that he put out a few days after this whole thing aired, he made a great point and he said, listen, first of all, he said, I've been in this franchise for numerous years now. And he said, after something like that, where someone claims that I take advantage of women, he goes, you don't think that stuff would be coming to the surface right now? He's like, people would be sending stuff in like crazy.
Totally.
He said, there's nothing.
No.
And he said, there's radio silence since it's happened.
Well, we got clarification on it later because, you know, John Paul Jones brings up the thing again where you said you can fuck women that follow you. And he said, yeah, I said, but I choose not to do that right after.
Exactly. And my thing is then JPJ's going, I heard you, Derek. And I'm thinking, okay, now if I really process this, JPJ, the king, the taco vomiting, sleeping everywhere, out of it king, is probably laying in his bed, half asleep. He doesn't even remember everyone's names.
No.
He didn't even remember who was in the couple, so no. I can guarantee that he probably wasn't paying full attention, could mishear things,
yeah,
and then is all of a
Derek
sudden claiming
talking to someone about Blake and being like, you know, you can totally fuck women that are in your DMs. JPJ passes out immediately.
Exactly.
And he goes, but I wouldn't do that because then you end up in a situation like Blake, you know,
right.
Misses the second half of the goddamn
sentence.
And that's
the thing, when I heard him on his podcast, like, I so felt for him because he was just saying, like, yo, this is not true. There's nothing. There's been years of me being in this franchise. No one said anything. He's like, I have never once slept with someone from my podcast. So sorry, listeners. Like,
oh my
this
God.
Is not like, this isn't who I am.
Yeah.
You know? So it's like, dude, I'm very, very glad. Very glad for Derek's sake. And thank you, Bachelor producers, that they included the piece where we see JPJ say, I don't have facts to back it up. It's just an instinct. Because if they would have left that out, there might have been question marks floating around for a while.
Yeah, maybe.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, except for Bachelor's short-term memory loss. But I do wonder all the time, and I was thinking about it today, I don't even know, like, I really wonder who, I have zero clue who handles editing. Because I was wondering about that. And I was like, I don't think producers don't have the time to be like, we want this plot. Like, is there some sort of like a writer who's like creating the narrative of the season or something?
Maybe.
Or is it just at the discretion of the editing people? I have no fucking clue.
Editors are the evil ones.
Well, possibly because you watch other reality shows and you see the way things are nipped and tucked in throughout the episode. I was watching 90 Day Fiancé the other day.
Love. Love and live for love. It.
And, you know, I was noticing that they totally splice sentences all over the place, too. So these evil fucking reality TV editors,
They're just destroying them. Yeah, well, I am grateful that the editors allowed that to happen for Derek's sake, who just seems to be, like, in general, again, even some of those things that were getting, thrown around, I don't know, seems to be someone that we see even handle this whole situation.
Which apparently, really the pig photo was after his relationship with Taylor, however, it was 6 months later, and I still stand by the fact that I think it was a meme. It was like a meme situation.
And then he didn't realize what he was, and then it was like, oh shit, this is going to look like
this. Why am I getting myself into this? Yeah, dumb.
Well, I do have to say this. Whenever I watch any of the Batch Nation franchises, I can't help but think how perfect everyone's teeth are. Listen, if you aren't born blessed with perfect teeth, which is so rare, it is expensive to get gorgeous chompers. And even when you get braces and retainers and all that at a young age, your teeth move as you get older. That's exactly what happened to me. 2 rounds of braces and now my teeth are moving. So I am so, so grateful for Candid.
Candid is the clear alternative to braces. Candid has an experienced orthodontist who is licensed in your state, create a treatment plan for you. And actual orthodontist, not just a quote medical professional. Candid is the real deal. They also create a 3D preview of how your teeth will look after your treatments are done, and it's really incredible. There's no hassle of going to an orthodontist office, which can also quite frankly scare people if you're someone like Jess.
Horrified.
And Candid costs 65% less than braces. That's right, 65% less.
I've got my custom clear aligners that no one notices doing the job, getting some of my stray teeth back on track again, and I love it. And not only do they look great, aka completely invisible, for every aligner purchase, Candid donates $25 to Smile Train, who brings safe, 100% free cleft lip and palate treatment to children around the globe. So, get straighter, brighter teeth in an average of just 6 months. Learn more at candidco.com/chatty and use code chatty to get $75 off. That's CandidCo. CandidCo.com/chatty. Code chatty for $75 off.
You know what I was just thinking?
Tell me.
I wonder if a model would ever like intentionally use something like Candid or braces to get a tooth gap to look different.
I do love a front tooth gap.
No, isn't that
Candid,
weird?
I'm sending you back my...
I want a new 3D model. Well,
oh my God.
If you listen to other podcasts, I'm sure you've heard of MeUndies. Everyone's talking about them, and it's for a really good reason. They're my favorite pair of underwear that I own right now. MeUndies makes the softest, most fun undies known to humankind.
Here's the deal, people. Like 2 years ago, I was influenced by a podcast. Maybe it was Crystalia's, I don't remember, about MeUndies. So I got a MeUndies subscription for Evan at the time. And let's just say this. MeUndies has made him an underwear snob. He refuses to put anything else on his body because it doesn't even come close to being as comfy as MeUndies.
And MeUndies has underwear for all the people. MeUndies are made for your self-expression. They have new fun print drops every Tuesday, and members get access to exclusive prints every month. They are made with soft, sustainable fabric and available in sizes extra small to 4XL.
After getting Evan his, he actually influenced me and I became addicted. I have MeUndies on right now, which is why I'm in such a good mood, probably. You too can join the monthly membership. Build a pack, select a matching pair to match with your better half, or just pick one pair that strikes your fancy. They're pretty laid back, so go ahead and do what you want.
We have, Gray and I have matching pairs. I love them.
So cute.
MeUndies has a great offer for our listeners. You can get 15% off your first pair, free shipping, and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. So go to MeUndies.com/chatty. That's MeUndies.com/chatty. And again, that's 15% off your first pair with free shipping by going to MeUndies.com/chatty.
Okay, so back to the JPJ issue at hand. We find out that he has not spoken to Haley, and Derek apparently has no idea what's going on because he posts up next to Haley and makes the comment like, well, Haley, apparently he's super... Oh, she asks him, how's it going? And yeah, he's like, well, you know, the whole deal with JPJ, da da da. And he's like, apparently he's super into Tayshia. And Haley's like,
blindsided.
What? And Derek's like, right? Which makes me think of last week's episode where he was like, John Paul Jones, I had no idea that you were into Tayshia. And we were all like, what, really? But like, Haley had no idea either. So maybe yeah, it wasn't super obvious.
Well, he's taking so many naps, you know. Even Tayshia said that herself at one time. She's like, I haven't seen you in 2 days.
Yes, maybe he apparently only comes out every
PDA relationship.
Every few hours and makes an appearance and goes back into his pillow dome.
Apparently.
So
Haley immediately goes and takes John Paul Jones aside then, right?
I have to take a moment to publicly apologize to Haley for not giving her enough credit. Last week, we were like, this girl's talking about her intelligence. Da, 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 da. I mean, this is a smart girl.
She's sharp. She's totally sharp.
She's as sharp as a tack, man.
I think that her and her sister kind of play off the whole dumb thing.
Yeah, as the kind funny, of like, giggly.
Fun, like, we're really hot blondes who are twins and stupid.
The way that she sat JPJ down, like, her argument skills, I was like, wow, this girl
she was
is
trapping him
on point, on
left
point
and right. She communicated very honestly and upfront with him, I thought.
Absolutely. She was so direct. So yeah, much directness on this episode.
I know. I really enjoyed it.
And yeah, she's like, I heard that you like Tayshia from Derek. And of course, obviously, the second she said that, I'm like, great. JPJ is now going to fixate on the fact that Derek's the one who said it. And obviously think that Derek's just doing it to screw him over. Even though it was very clear that, well, here's the thing. It seemed to me that Derek just said it nonchalantly because she asked what was going on. But even if he did do it to screw JPJ over a little bit again, I get it.
But also, it's like, you know, anyone has a right to tell Haley what's up. She obviously has no clue. And Derek says himself, like, I'm into Tayshia. It's not. And which he only admits to Haley once she confronts him very directly about it.
Yes.
And then he has the audacity to turn around and be like, you're a big girl. You can figure out the situation. Don't put it on me.
When he called her a big girl, oh, honey, that was not a
good
moment.
Most patronizing shit I've ever heard, not to mention, again, gaslighting, because he's trying to make her seem crazy for confronting him about being totally, like, dishonest and shady, basically. No. Okay, so regardless, it's kind of ironic that John keeps talking about, like, how he hates when men are manipulative when he seems to be manipulating shit left and right.
Demi and Christian in the background were killing me. Christian is just giving him, like, this look. And Demi's face, she's like the silent peanut gallery in the back, like, oh, my God. And, like, you go, girl. You tell him. And she's like, you know that she has a relationship with JPJ, but in her interviews, she's saying, like, I'm glad she needs to put him in his place. Like, what he's doing, and she brings that up. He's saying that Derek's manipulating women, and, you know, what he's doing to Haley is, like, I mean, it's a form of manipulation, at least.
Totally is.
If you're looking at it, too, if he wasn't planning on saying, I mean, Haley called him out. We don't know if he would have held on to Haley until she gave her rose away.
Seems like it.
It might have happened. I know he told Mike about the situation, but he specifically said to Mike, don't say this to anybody.
Yeah, yeah.
So, I don't know, dude. It's pretty, like, I don't know. It's looking pretty sus.
I have to say, though, about Haley, it kind of was, I felt sort of bad, because, and I also don't get why everyone sort of seems to jump to this monologue. The way Haley and Derek are both talking, I was like, oh, maybe they should get together, because it was this thing of her being like, no one ever actually, I hear that I'm such, like, I'm so fun, I'm so this, I'm so that, but no one ever really wants to date me. And
I'm like, my goodness, I can't imagine how many people would line up for both of you. I don't understand.
Well, I kind of had this thought while she was saying that. I was like, well, you know, like, there could be people that you're declining that would be really good. Like,
true.
But also maybe your person just hasn't come along.
Right.
You know?
Or it's, you're like, just talking about, like, I mean, I would imagine if you're in the moment in the bachelor world that maybe there aren't any bachelor people who are pursuing you. Right. So you feel lonely because maybe some of your other friends are getting hit up by a bunch of bachelor people for some reason that they seem to be, you know, wanted in that community or whatever. But yeah, so, oh, also on another JPJ note, and I wanted to address this because this happened earlier today. Well, I guess you guys are listening to this the next morning, but JPJ posted an apology.
Oh, what did he say?
Now,
was it a real apology?
It was an apology, but it was, okay. So again, this is a strange thing to me. So the freak out at the wedding happens last week. We see it last week. He posts an apology Monday. So like a week later, right before this episode's about to air. And the apology is not to Derek. The apology is to Chris and Crystal for freaking out at their wedding.
Okay, that's stupid.
So, I mean, my thing is always like, I appreciate whenever someone apologizes for something that they did that was wrong and he shouldn't have been screaming at their wedding and apparently it was a scene and okay, that's great. That's good that you apologize. But then he doesn't apologize to Derek.
Or Haley.
Or Haley. And part of me wonders, like, why did you wait a week to apologize to Chris and Crystal? And I wonder, is it because you know that tonight is going to look pretty shitty for you potentially, so you're trying to, like, you know,
get in the good graces without actually apologizing for the shitty, like, the then, real shitty things that you did to
yes
people?
And then Derek commented on it and said something like, don't insult our intelligence, JPJ, and then he deleted it like 2 seconds later.
Oh my God.
So there's clearly, I know. So there's clearly still a war going on, like, that nothing is solved between them, obviously.
Why did Derek delete that comment? No,
so bummed.
It's so good. That's so good. There was a big irony where Haley, on another note, was sitting talking to Blake going, why do men do this to women?
This is exactly what I wanted to talk to you about. Oh my gosh, I'm so excited. I'm so excited.
Oh my God.
When did you notice what he said?
I can't remember what it was.
Okay, so literally, Haley comes, another person's crying to Blake.
Yes.
Blake's having to comfort someone else. And she's, why do men think they can fuck with women? And Blake's just like blankly staring at her. And then she keeps asking more questions. Why do they torment us? And then Blake goes, fuck men.
That is so funny.
And he says it so seriously too. Like, he's not like play. He's just like, yeah, fuck men.
Wait. Oh, I just got so confused for a second. I was like, where's Caitlin? I forgot she went home at the last rose ceremony.
Oh yeah.
I was really confused for like 0.5 seconds.
Oh no. That part, I was like crying laughing. Blake's like literally like,
fuck men, dude.
The cheerleader.
Who do you think of all the girls there would be the best with Blake? I know.
I mean,
I think Haley and Blake could be kind of cute.
They would be really cute together. I feel like, you know, she seems to be emotional and he did comfort her nicely.
Don't you think it's funny how there are certain people that you never see interacting that are both single and you're like, wait, why aren't they two together? And
yeah, why do you hate each other? Like, why, you know,
you both are lonely.
I do get that though. Like, when you meet certain people and there's like the immediate ick, even if you like them as a human, you're just kind of like
immediate friend vibes.
Yes. Yeah. Or even just like immediate, like, no, I'm just not like interested. You're nice, but like, I'm not even interested maybe in like getting close with you. Like,
I'm not even interested in a friendship rose.
I don't even care to speak. And then this is what keeps blowing my mind, is that JPJ keeps going to Wells to like vent. And I'm like, you do know Wells and Derek are literally best friends, correct? Like, you keep going to Wells and being like, and then at one point Wells says to JPJ, do you think the thing with Haley went over well or no? How do you think you did on that? And he says, I handled it the best that I could. And then Christian right away pops in and goes, you do see her perspective though, correct? She probably just wanted to look over at Demi and be like, do you see what douches I saved you from, Demi? Like, come on.
I rescued you. Yeah, I knight in shining, saved armor. You. Now, okay, so John decides to take... No. I'm sorry. Derek decides to take John aside.
Yes.
I'm not calling him JPJ anymore. Takes John aside, and John goes like, oh, no, I don't want to talk to you right now, Derek.
I don't want to talk to you, Derek. And then it's... He right away just says, I have a great connection with Tayshia. I have a great connection with Tayshia. And he's like, I just want us to find some sort of understanding. Mm-hmm. Like, Derek is being a grown-ass man and being like, clearly he probably does not care for JPJ at this point.
Yeah.
Because he even says to him, like, and I heard numerous people say this, that they were like friends. And then all of a sudden something snapped, a.k.a. Tayshia. Tayshia always snapped.
Yeah, I was gonna say Tayshia snapped.
But he right away is like, why, we were friends and now you're attacking me. Like, I don't understand.
It's so stupid. And it's, I mean, this whole argument is really dumb. I don't even feel like there's that much to cover. Except, you know, John saying, you know, she's already like picked me basically. And which was like, that's not for you to decide.
Right. He's saying, and then he said to him too, which was so like frustrating to me, is that he said, since things ended with Demi, you said maybe you could get engaged to Tayshia. And that was his like angry point at him.
Yeah.
And Derek's like, and?
So what, that's supposed to make me look like a piece of shit?
Am I not allowed to like somebody? Like, I don't get it.
Now, what did kind of bug me is... just the slightest bug, barely even worth mentioning. But Derek was like, you know, oh, and now what? You're telling women what, you know, you're making decisions for women. And I'm like, okay, Derek, you don't have to play the woke card on TV right now. Like, come on.
Yeah, we already, Derek, we are already on your team. We already think you are. But you have to understand this. In the moment, he's probably going, is JPJ about to assassinate my character?
Oh, yeah, no. So I totally get where he's coming from.
I better, like, make sure that it's clear that I am a supporter of women.
I totally like, get where he's coming
you
from.
You know?
Yeah.
And I know he mentioned on the pod that he said, like, his mother raised him. And so, like, you know, he's very, like, he's a sensitive...
No, I do not stand that. I fucking hate when men make that point. I was raised in a house full of, like, I have sisters. And, like, my mom raised me. And yeah, shut the fuck up. Everyone has mothers and sisters.
No,
and
I know. But you don't think that a guy who's raised by his mom is maybe more inclined to being more sensitive?
Maybe. Depends what your mom's like. Depends what your relationship is like with your mom.
He wasn't saying that, like, I'm good because my mom raised me. He was saying I'm, like, more in tune with my emotions and I'll cry more and do whatever because my mom, I was raised by my mom.
Sure. I also know men who are raised by their moms, single moms, who are the biggest fucking misogynists and douchebags ever, who are not in touch with their emotions at all. So just, I'm so sick of that.
So never say that again.
I know what he's saying. I'm just like so over that. Because even Christian messaged me and said basically the same thing.
Oh, I remember that. It's like Christian, stop. Not Demi's Christian, by the way.
No.
Let's not get those confused.
It's not, I know, it's already confusing me.
I know.
Basically, also, can we just skip to John Paul Jones scary laughing? Because that was...
Oh, you mean when he was like basically spitting and...
cackling?
Oh my God. Well, and then he yells, my reputation is impeccable, Derek. And I do want to say this.
What?
I almost hesitate to say it.
That means you should 100% say it.
Okay, so what? Maybe... about 3 weeks into Hannah's season, when everyone was like, JPJ, JPJ, I did receive 3 separate DMs regarding JPJ.
Separate from 3 separate people.
3 separate
different
people.
Times.
Mm-hmm. And there was nothing, and that's why I hesitate to say it, because I don't want to like assassinate character.
Well, I want to assassinate characters. Say it.
No. I don't know
what you're saying is character assassination.
Well, it's just more like, I don't know these 3 girls. They're not people that like, I'm sure. Like, yes, confirmed sources. But it was just interesting because, as Becca knows, we don't get bad messages about a lot of people. There's every once
Hardly,
in a while.
Basically only what we ever talk, the people we talk about.
Yes.
Do you know what I mean? Like we've gotten
a lot
we don't get random messages about random people.
No, we've gotten a lot about Kaylin, and we've gotten, I'm trying to think, and a
we
lot
didn't
of positive
even really
about
get
Hannah.
Any about Blake. Like,
we didn't get
even
any,
with all the Blake stuff, we didn't, it's not like we
I
got
didn't
any
get,
tea
I didn't
about
get
Blake.
any messages about
me
Blake.
Neither.
I've gotten like definitely like, oh, I went to school with, oh, I heard about, someone messaged me about Caitlin and said we went to school, I went to school with Caitlin and her and I are really good friends and she's okay. actually wonderful. And she, this girl claims that Caitlin never dated Chad and that Caitlin says she never dated Chad and Chad's like, yeah, I don't know.
Who knows about that? But okay.
But anywho, these three different messages said, from again, three different people that JPJ, one was like, I went to college. One was like, I went to high school. Saying that one was saying that he's actually a total jerk and that he's not nice at all. And like, he comes off sweet and whatever, but like, he's super cocky.
I mean, I can definitely see that now. So
yeah.
Okay.
And then the other two were saying that he was like major fuckboy at school. So
none of those surprise me. And I don't think that's character.
I don't feel like it's character assassination.
He's coming off like that 100%.
Well, but he's doing this whole thing like Derek takes advantage of women and then saying also, you know, also like I've been looking for my wife for like the past 18 years. And I didn't, when I got these messages during Hannah season, it was kind of like, okay, maybe he's kind of a jerk and maybe, or he can be maybe in situations, which I guess all of us can be sometimes, but, and then he's kind of has maybe have like a fuckboy reputation. And I'm like, there's no reason to mention this on Hannah's because I don't even know.
No.
You know,
and he was
no
irrelevant
point.
In the plot virtually.
So
okay.
It's fine. I just, you know, it's interesting now that he's coming for Derek and, you know, receiving a few messages that he might be a little bit of a player himself.
Totally.
You know,
totally.
This is happening. Yeah.
Go for it.
Okay, no, I was saying while this is happening, Haley and Tayshia do sit down again. Communication. We love these women and their communication. Haley goes directly to Tayshia, explains the situation, how she feels. Tayshia is so warm and open. And here's Haley and is like, I'm so sorry that you're going through this. They have like a beautiful female moment. And then you see her processing and it's like, he's young. She has, at this point, she has no idea what she's going to do. And she is fed up with these two boys screaming at each other.
Mm-hmm.
And she's like, they're both gentlemen. They don't need to be doing that. I'm so over this. I was laughing because I was like, you do not love drama considering you're part of the Batch franchise.
Right. I know. She's like, I know. When she said she was considering breaking up with both of them, I was like, oh, okay.
Yeah.
And also what was going on a little bit with the John, Haley, Tayshia, Derek shit. I just cracked up for a second because they cut to Connor and Kaylin. And Kaylin's like, paradise is finally turning around. And I was like, finally, 18 hours after my last boyfriend broke up with me.
Weren't
like,
you saying
finally?
That like 2 days ago? She was saying that about Dean, wasn't she?
That's what I mean. And I'm like, what, like paradise? I mean, I get that the Blake shit happened, but it's like,
yeah, but you also, yeah.
It's like, come on. I think you've had just a fine time. I mean,
yeah,
you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's like you literally made out with Connor like 7 hours after you got dumped. Okay. Chill.
Oh, Connor. Okay,
like,
so
things could be a lot worse. Like if you were Blake, who has done anyway.
Yeah, or even if you were one of these like Haley.
Well, even Christina. Christina's like in some ways coming off of worse than
she already had this
Kaylin.
Happen on another season.
I know.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Which I stand Christina.
I know you love.
I know
her.
She's a bit of a bitch, but like I kind of like it, and she's kind of crazy, and it's kind of exciting. I almost said it kind of excites me.
Well, I mean, I don't blame you. She is.
She's hot.
I know
she's
we always
so
talk about
hot.
It. I know every time I see her, I'm just like, my goodness.
Well, I know that she's saying she basically has no romantic interest, and I'm just like, how?
I know. I'm like,
how is the only guy taking you out is Luke S.
down the street always?
I guess her reputation precedes her.
True. Okay, so the next day we have another Blake. The morning starts out, and of course, Blake always goes and sits next to Kaylin every time she's eating in the morning. If you go back and rewatch, he always comes, and every time he sits down next to her, she literally like flinches and is like, God. And Blake just sits down. Hey, ladies, how you doing this morning? What's the hot gossip?
Such an oblivious fuck.
What's the hot gossip? Any new boy? You think some new boys are coming in?
Hey, Kaylin, how's it feel macking with Connor last night? I saw you two in the hot tub.
I love it. So then,
oh, and Christina says, "I'm going to start flirting with everyone who will flirt back." And I'm like,
please.
I'm like,
go for it.
I'm like, oh my God, this is just like so many flashbacks of like junior year summer camp when all my friends were hooking up with their boyfriends, summer camp. And I'm like, literally like, anybody who wants to flirt, anybody, any freshman. Yeah, I'm a junior. Don't care at this point. Not, don't care.
I'm 13 for a day.
So Matt Donald then shows up.
Yes. Old Matt Donald.
Every woman is literally like, exploding over that. And like when I then literally like paused the TV to just look at him objectively as all the women were like having a full orgasm over him. Yeah. And then when I looked at him objectively, I'm like, yes, he actually is gorgeous. I'm so auditory that his voice just throws me off. I can't. And he's just,
that's what I'm saying. His voice is very like effeminate.
Yeah.
Like,
it's just, it was too much for me. So I was just like, I don't know. I was just shocked that all the girls were like, again,
but also he has a deaf family and he's like really sweet and all of that.
I know.
And I agree. I actually had a moment as well where I like really sat back, put on my thinking glasses and looked at him.
You're squinting at the TV, but he's actually,
he's like, got on my periscope. But I looked at him real hard too, and I was like,
what do they see?
My monocle. But I looked at him and I thought the same thing. I was like, actually, he is pretty hot.
Yeah, he's actually pretty sexy. But there's like nothing sexual about him to me. So I can't connect.
Fully with you, girl.
But he is precious.
Love how Tayshia's going after a third man.
I know.
She's like, two is not enough.
Well, she's just like, I'm over these goons right now. Yeah. Like, you know, she's like, I can't handle it anymore. By the way, speaking of Matt, he reads the date card and he cracks mid-date card after talking about his mom. It was just so perfect.
He was like, well, I'm 17.
I was like, damn, Connor, Matt Donald, like Hannah's season. These are some younger men's on here. Still cracking in puberty. Connor cracked like the episode before. And then Luke S shows up.
Yes, I know. Isn't it hilarious? They gave him a double date.
They gave him a double date. The fact that was killing me is they did the full side by side.
Dying
of Nick and Luke
when
saying,
they both said, "I'm really excited to see how things go."
That was editing.
You
gold.
Know, Nick is just like, I was about to say rolling in his grave, but he's alive. Nick is just like,
well, he posted a photo and he said a photo of himself looking gorge. And he goes, not Lucas.
Oh my God. That is so funny. I like Lucas though. He seems to have like a really good sense of humor, mm-hmm. like actually seems like a really chill guy. And you know, we had such high opinions of him when we saw him on Hannah season, the way he left with style and class, you know.
I'm realizing we love someone who removes themselves.
I have a lot of respect for them. Yeah, in like, a game leave, like that, leave, you know, like,
yeah, leave before it gets too messy. Like, yes, just do a little Irish goodbye and like get
yes
out of there.
Yes, yes, yes.
But no, I saw him, and we've talked about this before. I've seen now him in a few interviews and watched him on a couple like little spots.
Yeah,
he is charming.
Yeah,
he is very intelligent. And I'm sure he makes great tequila, so I'm all in, you know?
Right? Yeah. I know. It's a tequila company. I totally forgot about that.
I wish he would have walked in with a shirt that had, like, his tequila logo on it.
Oh, that would have been fabulous. It's not, but it's not even a thing
I
yet.
I know. That was the whole deal.
I mean, isn't it just funny how quickly also we've forgotten about Luke P?
Do you know that I actually looked at his stories earlier today? I was like, what's that guy up to?
What is he up to? Tell me.
Just gains, getting gains, drinking shakes.
I mean, I'm going to tell you this.
Reading the Bible.
I watched his story not too long ago and was looking at his meals. And I was like, I am taking notes. He's got his macros. He's got his healthy fats. He's got his protein. And like, I was like, these are good meals. I was looking at some of them.
You're like, my friend, you are a scary hot mess. But man, your meal prepping is on point.
Totally. I've got this little salmon salad with avocado and peaches and, you know, some great sauce. Anyway.
Oh, yeah. Okay. I was dead. He's like, you know, he's always posting. Wait,
did you see
games.
This? He just posted a photo today with his hand on his head. And he says, my face when Chris Harrison asks me a question.
Anything I can say and will be held against me. Okay, Luke. Damn. Honey, why are you posting this today?
I don't know.
the reunion was weeks ago. There's an entire season of other things that have happened since. He is looking very stoic, very smug.
This is a meme. Okay. Anyway.
So yes, they do the side by side, and the boys end up having their double date, and they Matt chooses Sydney and Luke chooses Christina. And Tayshia is super bummed. She really wanted to go with Matt because, you know,
well, you know, she did say something where she was basically just like, I want to get off this beach. And I remember Kendall talking about, how when she was on Paradise, everyone was just itching to get off the beach.
Oh, yeah.
They just said it just gets so boring. You get extremely stir crazy. You're spending weeks
literally itching because of the bug in this bites.
Trapped in your stupid little huts, and everyone is just dying to go on a date. Don't care who it's with.
It's like, God, anybody.
Literally don't care. If they have to, you know.
I don't care if I'm engaged. Please ask me on the date.
Absolutely.
Like, honey, you get it. You understand. Yep, this is my chance. We also then have a quick little cut to Dylan, who we have not seen. Dylan and Hannah, are in full koala love mode.
I know. The way they were napping together in 100 degree heat, under down covers, you know, strapped to each other.
Do you know what's happening to me? I'm going, maybe this is the real deal. Maybe this is going to work. I don't know.
Yeah, maybe.
Maybe it will.
Yeah.
And like we said last week, Dylan has now grown a beard. He was trying to calm JPJ down, eating salad, going, dude, calm down. He's got all sorts of advice.
Girl. Dylan also, by the way, is the new Colton. He is commenting under everyone's shit all the time.
Really?
Producers, Chris Harrison, all the cast members. You remember how Colton like was constantly on social media, just like seemed to be just like refreshing his page all the time, commenting under everyone's shit? Maybe it's just me, but it seems like Dylan's doing the same thing.
Well, you think he's trying to vie for a position?
No.
Because I'm pretty sure he literally would do a Romeo and Juliet if like.
But no, seriously, like, no, he's not trying to be the Bachelor. He's just like, hey, now I'm with Hannah G. I'm like Dylan from Bachelor in Paradise.
Well, no easy transition, but this is an important topic. Okay. So, you know, when I hear the word coupons, I think about my parents' generation, like sitting around the table, clipping the coupons. Well, now it's different and seamless. We are talking digital and super easy for all of us who forget those coupons at home with coupons.com.
Coupons.com is a trusted brand for over 20 years, and you can truly save so much money shopping while using coupons.com. It couldn't be easier. You don't have to hand over a bunch of coupons when you get to checkout. You just have to download the app, and the savings either automatically come off when you put in your phone number, or you get cash back in your PayPal.
Yes, here's how it works. Get the coupons.com app, pick your store, and start tapping the coupons you want. Like Becca said, your savings either A, come off right at the register, or B, take a picture of your receipt and get the money in your PayPal ASAP. I just used this coupons.com app yesterday, actually, when I was grocery shopping for my kiddo, and it helped save me a lot of money. I saved on toothpaste and nighttime pull-ups and peanut butter and way more. Listen, all those are little purchases, but the little purchases add up. And sometimes I know I don't think about it like that because it may be small in the moment, but when I look at my bills at the end of the month, it costs. And when there's an app like coupons.com where I just pull out my phone and automatically save money, it's a no-brainer. And I don't have that awkward long moment at the cash register where you're digging in your purse for a coupon and everyone is staring at you and judging you for taking too long.
Download the coupons.com app on your iPhone or Android today. It's completely free and totally easy. Just tap, shop, and save. Coupons.com app.
Yes, save money. Why not?
Why not?
It's free.
I know. Ugh. So little in life is free these days.
Technology. God bless.
Okay.
Back
to who matters. Matt, Luke.
Yes.
They're on their quest for... like we said, Hannah and Dylan's in the boom boom room. They're getting it on. So now Matt and Luke are looking for their ladies. Now, I have to tell you, I was really blindsided by Matt actually ending up with Sydney for multiple reasons. One, because I thought Sydney was still with Mike. I had no idea what was going on. And two, I noted specifically when they sat down and had a one-on-one conversation. I thought immediately, no, Matt's not into her.
I was very surprised. Very surprised.
I thought he would take Christina.
I thought he would take Haley.
Okay, yeah.
Or Tayshia. But not Sydney.
No, me neither.
Yeah.
Left field.
Well, we see when Christina is sitting with Luke that they have the Nick convo, and she says that Luke is nicer and easier to talk to.
Yeah, and she also said that he's cuter. And I was like, you're lying.
And I was like, okay, let's not get carried away. Luke, listen, don't get it twisted. Luke S. is a handsome man, but Nick...
It was like Nick on his first season. Nick was not a hard 10 on Andy's season.
I know, he's had a glow up for sure.
Nick was like weird and creepy to me on Andy's season.
See, I've always thought Nick was really attractive.
Dude, do you not remember though on Andy's season where he was like coupled up with that one guy?
You know what? No,
like
not very
PJ
well.
Or something like that was his name.
It seems so many years ago.
I remember it so vividly because Nick would just sit in the hot tub with this guy all day long, and it was like they were dating. And then Nick like stabbed him in the back. It was just so insane, and it just stands in my brain so vividly because I was like, "How is this evil ratty little motherfucker making it to the final two with Andy?" And then now I get it. Love Nick. But he was horrible on Andy's season. Horrible.
I...
Broads, are you with me? Who remembers?
Are you doing DM air,
me.
Air guns?
Broads. Broads, saddle up. DM me if you agree. Smash the subscribe button.
Do not DM her if you agree on that our oil daddy is.
I want to know though if people remember. I want to feel validated and people be like, I totally remember.
I'm sure I did. I'm just day. I have that quick that Bachelor Nation
that Bachelor
recall
memory loss,
where
yeah.
Then I did like him on Caitlyn's season.
I was still like, why is this guy back?
Well, he showed up on Caitlyn's season, and I was like, well, you are hotter than I remember, sir. And so I got like sucked into his wiles, and then I liked him on Bachelor in Paradise, and then I really liked his season.
Well, I said last year that I loathed him and that he repulsed me and he had a small mouth. I said all those things. Take all those back. Well, actually, he did repulse me on a new season, but shout out, Nick. I love you. And I love Natural Habits. Have me back on your podcast.
Take us back.
Okay.
Okay. So. So. Yeah. So that's they have their little moment. They seem like they're like chatting it up, but
who?
Christina, Luke, and Christina. Oh. But then Christina keeps talking about all this Blake drama. She's
totally.
Giving him all this tea on Blake and Luke because Luke is really smart. He catches on and goes, "I don't know if she's actually over Blake. We talked a lot about Blake."
Yes,
and I'm like, there's a
By
smart
the way,
boy.
Did you love her throwing on the cowboy hat and saying to Stagecoach 2017?
Oh, that was hilarious.
Like,
and then the producer's
really
like,
getting to her. 2017.
She's like, oh, that's embarrassing.
Like, homegirl really needs to hydrate or something.
Yeah, everyone's going a little
so
nuts.
So funny. I was cracking up.
Well, then we have our moment with Sydney. And Sydney's like, is talking about how she didn't have an instant connection with Mike, but she has one with Matt. But Matt then like fully blows his chance when they're talking about his deaf family, which was really sweet when at first they were doing sign language. And then
he said,
brought
kiss.
Up kiss me.
And then
showed
it was
it.
Just like they just.
And I was like, oh,
go in for it.
Well, I was like, Matt Donald, smooth move, buddy. And then he just let it pass.
I know. It was really hard to watch.
But he's so worried about kissing girls because his mom is going to see. And I was like,
what are you doing on this show?
I was like, sir, 90% of your audition has to be about kissing girls to get on this show.
Yes.
That's just how it is.
Yes.
I'm confused.
What did you think you were getting yourself into? Also, Matt says my stomach doesn't react well to spicy when they get their jalapeno margaritas. And I was like, yeah, no shit, Matt. You're the whitest thing I've ever seen.
I'm like, you and JPJ need to have a moment together and just
seriously.
Vomit up some spices.
Seriously.
Speaking of JPJ, back in Paradise.
I'm just like so sick of talking about him. He's so annoying to me now. He is. Like, he's just manipulative and psycho.
But in this moment with Tayshia, I feel like you're seeing that this dude is like legit.
Like, Tayshia was crying?
Are you talking about when JPJ was
crying to Tayshia?
Yes.
I felt like it was super manipulative.
Okay, see, I was not getting manipulative. I was getting like, this guy's actually like kind of obsessed with her. And
well,
like,
yeah, I agree with that.
I think that he literally, I mean, again, the scene took about 15 minutes because he couldn't like get it out. And she's just kind of patiently sitting there trying to pull the words out of him. But she was super direct with him. And he apologizes to her about the situation, but like not about what he said about Derek. And I don't know. He was like actually sobbing, like bawling. And that's when he's like shooting snot rockets out of his nose. I'm like, someone get this man a tissue. Why is he having to do this? Also, all I can think about is someone stepping on it later. There's just like, yuck. JPJ is just literally shooting snot out of his nose.
You're making me nauseous.
It's disgusting. But Tayshia really stressed that she's just trying to figure out how she feels.
Yeah, I guess I didn't think he was like he was fake crying or anything like that. It just sort of upset me and was manipulative because it's like, if you like her this much, redirect your energy towards your affection for her, not your hatred and unnecessary attack on someone that virtually has nothing to do with your relationship. Yeah. And Tayshia's relationship with Derek is completely separate. And instead of John spending all this time, you know, expressing his feelings for Tayshia, he's going around making up lies about Derek.
Yeah.
And that's just shitty, yeah, immature, and just like shitty.
Yeah. That's the thing. It's like, my thing with JPJ is like, if he wanted to cause a scene, whatever, I live for a scene occasionally. The problem to me is when you're throwing out accusations that, again,
baseless,
that could literally destroy someone's reputation. And that is where it's like, dude, you this is so out of line.
Also, just like you said, they were friends before. So I'm just like, that's shit. Derek never did anything to him. And Derek didn't even know that he and Tayshia were an item.
I know.
Like, and I believe that.
I believe that now, especially now that Haley was like, huh? Like, yes. Yeah, no one's discussing
so
this.
So Derek did absolutely nothing to him. And it's just bullshit. Yeah.
Well, then we get to the most depressing part of the episode, where Tayshia and Derek have the conversation.
Oh, wait. First, can we talk about Blake sitting by himself with Mexican elevator music playing in the background and how funny that was? And then he's talking to Demi and Christian, and he's like, that's exactly what I'm looking for, what they have. And I'm like, Blake, is it time to explore your other options in paradise?
The elevator music, and he's just like, I'm so alone. And Demi's like, I know, you're a lover.
I know, and I really do like Blake, and I hope that someone comes in for him.
Well, I mean, we definitely see in the preview that him and Christina are trying it out again.
Did I miss that?
Did
I
must have missed the preview?
I must have missed that. I was like folding laundry. I must not have been looking.
Preview. They're going for it again.
Making out? What do you mean going for it?
No, they're like, we're trying out our relationship again.
Christina, don't know how I missed that.
Christina and Blake are trying the wheels out on their relationship again. So obviously Luke S. was right. And we were also right. We were like, Christina still likes him, of course. Totally. Like, it's obvious. But then, as they're getting into their relationship, we see that Bree, the Australian model, the fake Aussie model, comes walking in. And Blake's like, and Christina's like,
God damn it.
Trying to keep his tongue in his mouth.
God damn it.
Yeah, so we're about a whole new Blake saga, okay, so I'm sure.
Derek's conversation with Tayshia.
So, I mean, again, this is one of those things, like, it was so hard to watch, and I was so devastated that she was doing this because I just adore him so much at this point.
Mm-hmm.
But I have to just give her... so many props that she just directly sat down with him.
She could have kept him on the back burner for sure.
And I think a lot of people would have.
I would.
I probably would have too. It would have been like, well, I'm still exploring my options. But she was like, no, I'm pretty confident. Like, it's just not going to work out. And she respects him enough. Doesn't want to hurt him. Like, she's like, I've been hurt before. Like, I always forget that Tayshia has been divorced.
Yep.
Like, she's been through some serious relationship shit. And, oh, it broke my heart when she was just like, we have this amazing connection, but I just don't know if like I'm going to be able to get there. He's like, you don't have to be kind. Like, just say it. Mm-hmm. She's like, I'm processing through. And it was so hard to watch. And she's just saying, I don't know what it is. Like,
it's crazy, that, right? That she like feels that so definitively about Derek and not John.
Yeah.
It's pretty wild.
It is surprising, especially because last week she was like very interested in Derek.
That she was way more into Derek.
Maybe it was all of a sudden when she started kissing him and sitting with him like one on one. Like, you know how that can go. All of a sudden you're like from afar, you're like, that's my guy. I remember there was a guy who I used to go to college with from afar. I was like, I will marry you. You are perfect for me. And then I, for the first time ever, sat down like on a date with him. And it was like, oh, you're an amazing guy. But this is just, I don't know what it is, but it's just not there. Everyone's had that, I feel like. Mm-hmm. But poor sweet Derek. Poor sweet Derek. Poor sweet Derek. Like, someone come pick him up.
You know.
Someone go get Derek.
Because and he left.
And he left.
Which he said, it was funny. He's at a T-shirt. He's like, you know, my person is not on this beach.
Yeah. And I think
I respect him.
I respect him too. And what the one pain, the most painful part to me is that Derek was really struggling with the thought that what JPJ said did affect Tayshia's decision. Which, if I'm being,
I don't think so.
Yeah, I didn't seem that way. But if I'm being completely straight, if I would have been in Tayshia's position and I would have heard that, and I'm stuck on an island. I can't text people. I'm not getting social media notifications like. Are receipts getting put up, whatever. I'm kind of going, is this guy actually like behind the scenes slimy and I'm missing it? Like, yeah. It would put a red flag up there that doesn't deserve to be put up.
I suppose. But I think that if that influenced her, she probably would have talked to John and said, what red flags are you, or like, what are you talking about him taking advantage of women? In which case he would have said, I just have a vibe.
My instinct. Yeah. So, yeah, Derek leaves. It's like this beautiful, classy exit speech. What else would we expect? I actually got a little teary-eyed because literally everyone on Paradise is like, almost everyone is teary seeing him go. And that moment, I'm sorry, where I got teary is the moment when him and Christian hugged. And he's like, I appreciate you so much. And
then said, I respect you as him as a human.
Yeah. And she was like, he is a beautiful human being. And seeing that they then, after all that happened, ended up having this connection. And like, totally. He probably made her feel
the same person, you know?
I know.
Special.
It is special. So he's gone. And we see in the preview for tomorrow that Tayshia still is saying that she's not ready to talk about JPJ yet. She's not ready to go there yet. As I said before, Christina and Blake are talking again, but Bree walks in, and also Dean comes back. And Connor with the line, this loser, he shouldn't be here. Go back to your van.
Shut the fuck up, Connor. Shut the fuck up. Who are you?
Dying. But think about it. You know, Connor probably thought the Bachelorette was going to be Kaylin too. And so he's probably like so hyped to be with Kaylin. And then of course Dean rolls back in and it's just like, damn it, Dean, this is your 1,000th chance. You blew it.
I just don't get the obsession with him.
With Connor?
Yes. I just really don't get it. He is. Oh wait, maybe it's because The Bachelor has a whole new audience of 17-year-olds and these girls look like their fellow junior classmates.
Yeah, I think it was just because he was like so sweet and everyone is like falling for him.
I really don't get it. I mean, he was sweet, but there were guys that were way sweeter.
Yeah.
Tyler.
He got
the followers that he deserved. No, it's just so funny to me. Connor's getting like 200,000 likes on his photos, and I'm like, what? This dude who looks like he's 14 with look how tight his shorts are. Why?
Oh, I'm a fan. She's looking at a photo of Connor. Also, before we wrap, now that I'm thinking, my friend who told me about, who's friends with Dylan. At the party, apparently, Grant was there.
Oh, my God. Hot dog Grant.
And I was like, oh, my God, I'm obsessed with Grant. And she's like, Jess, and she hasn't told me yet because I haven't seen her, but she's like, he is a huge creep. And she's got some major tea.
Not surprising.
I know, but I was like, you know, I'm like, listen, I'm obsessed with Grant, so let me down easy. I'm obsessed with my robe-wearing, hot dog-eating Grant, okay? And she's just like, full creep. I'm like, damn. damn it.
Damn it.
Damn it. Where have all the good ones gone?
Damn it. Oh, my God.
Where have all my beautiful unemployed grown men gone?
They.
Oh, well, broads, I am extremely excited for it's going to be tonight's episode. Tonight's episode. And yeah.
Excited.
We'll chat soon.
Chat soon, broads. Bye.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.